You're listening to Fold Space, a custom traveler campaign starring Dan Zarzicki as Vincent Cross Jericho, Patrick Knight as Fritz Four, Dave Jackson as Cygnus, and Annie Dubois as Nizium. With narration and other characters by Tristan Atherton.
So when we last left our heroes, they had their first gunfight against poor loan collectors. They shot off this poor bastard's toe.
My leg!
Are you fixed at this point?
Yes, everyone's healed up, and they've got their first job.
Why are we fixed?
So they ran in. So after the firefight, they went to the hospital and met Dr. Dufresne, who is actually now their first passenger. And so they've got their first job, which is take Mr. Dufresne to Hector's world. Now,
his nickname will stick.
Doc. Let's just call him Doc from now on.
All right.
But I don't think it'll stick. Put in the character introduction string from Red vs. Blue. So we've got our map, which... Actually, if you pass over here, I can digitize. So we can put it online for people.
I've actually
got an app that will transcribe it into a PDF for me, which is really, really handy.
Things you shouldn't be doing during the recording.
I know.
So we're headed to Hector's world.
Things for Dan to edit.
Yeah. Yep. So we're headed to Hector's world.
This is just going to be endless fun for you, Dan's world.
Named for a parrot.
And Bobby's world. Anyway. So
Boy Meets World?
And Boy Meets World. It's where Boy Meets World, really.
Ha.
Like
there. I think that was funny, Dan. You're losing your touch.
There.
I didn't have it to begin with.
Such funny.
Wow. Such funny.
Many laugh.
Wow.
Much campaign.
What is wrong with this episode?
Oh my god. And this is what I get for finally turning it over to my players.
Finally turning what over to the players?
The campaign.
Wait, we're in control?
We're headed to Hector's world.
I get myself $1 million.
We're headed to Hector's world.
Talk to sell to a museum for credits.
Yep.
Because nobody uses dollars anymore.
Alrighty. So we're headed to Hector's world. So
yep. So how would you like to get there?
Hector's world.
Take the ship we just acquired.
Yep.
Are
you going to cut through...
Yeah, should we cut through New Hope in Centauri at all, or should we just go straight to...
That depends. How much fuel do we have?
Yeah, how much fuel do we have in the ship?
So you haven't... So your ship carries enough fuel for, was it 2 weeks? No, I'm sorry. Much, much more than that. But 6 weeks.
And how long is the trip to Centauri?
So...
Yes.
Right,
that's the best answer.
It's four for the end drive. So it would take you. So the quickest route to get there would be
through the dead space, right?
Well, quickest route to get there would be a total of 3 parsecs.
Okay.
Which would take you about 5 days. You've got enough fuel for 6 weeks.
Parsecs is a unit of distance, not time.
So I think we should just go that way and go right to Centauri and drop him off.
All right.
Are you piloting the ship, Dan?
Why would we drop him off in Centauri?
No, I'm telling you what to do.
That's actually raises an excellent question. Who is piloting this thing?
Me.
Oh, right, it's me. Who is flying the ship? Oh, right.
I see him.
So it takes 5 days. We need some money.
Yep.
Let's get there as soon as possible. Get him dropped off.
All right. Cool, so you're going through Centauri, through dead space, where are my dice? There we go.
I wouldn't wait. That's going to cause so much more shit, and you've already caused... you already caused us so much shit.
I'll let Dan...
We're going to go right to Centauri.
Okay.
Because chances are good some shit's going to go down.
Yeah.
All right.
I know how this story goes. There's a character named Doc.
You're just a shit tree.
Things are going way too smooth right now.
Yeah, but we haven't met Omega yet, so we're fine.
Omega? What? Omega? Anyways.
So we're headed to...
AI!
So how does this work? How does the trip work to... All right. to Hector's world.
Well, generally, you get on the spaceship and make it go.
Right, but how does it work in the function of Traveler?
So, pretty much takes five trips. So, you stop off in Centauri first, which is just a short hop.
Okay.
Through folded space.
It's a layover.
Yeah, basically.
Except Centauri, there is a layover.
Dang it. Your table is too damn small, Dan. I don't have enough room for it.
Hashtag first world problems.
I know.
We can cannibalize this table.
That would be extremely helpful.
But that would only... We could only cannibalize it if we were already a table.
Yeah.
It's
or true. We could be trees.
That is true.
We can be trees.
We could be flaming walls and trees.
It's D&D. Anything's possible.
I've never
this
met
is it. Not D&D. This is Traveler. Hold your tongue, sir. Anyways.
Yeah, I want to slay the goblin. Can I shoot magic missile?
At the darkness?
At the darkness.
So, mid-trip, Cygnus is just in the hold going... Lightning bolt, magic missile. You give him a wide berth. Space does not seem to be quite agreeing with him.
Drinking and piloting does not go.
It's the folded madness.
Right? How did the drunk end up fucking flying the ship?
PWI.
So I can get there and.
Yes. Yeah. What's that?
Piloting while
we're on. Yeah. PUI. Piloting on the influence. So do we have to all roll right. for travel, or does it just sort of happen?
It just sort of happens. I'm just rolling for random encounters, of course.
And you know what random encounters are.
Yeah.
You hit an asteroid! Your ship blows up! GG! See you next week! Bye-bye, folks! We'll be back when we roll some new characters!
Actually, I have no idea how what the probability for that actually happening is.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Ooh, fun.
I think I have to, like, critically fail, like, six rolls in a row.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Probably seven.
All right. So you guys pull out full space into off of Centauri.
Sickness never.
Because you have to in order to, change direction. Whose phone was that?
It's mine.
Okay. Mine. It probably didn't get picked.
Mine is off.
This week, it's just distractions. Okay. So you stop over, and the Alpha Centauri SDF, Self-Defense Force, is currently running screenings.
Hooray! Well, we haven't done anything wrong, so we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they find Doc's, briefcase with a naked girl in it.
His bloodied apron.
Yeah.
Dr. Zed, I'm helping.
So you guys are just going to just go through the checkpoint as normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, they're not high.
Let's just see if anything gets picked up on Cygnus.
Is this the part I roll? Oh, you roll. Oh.
Oh, he's rolled. He just rolled that.
Hey, guys, I do heroin.
Yeah, but which heroin? Wonder Woman?
So
he get pretty awkward.
Luckily,
if you
no, like, no. Luckily for you, it rolled a 12. If it was like a 2 or something, that would have been god awful.
So what happened? Because we rolled 12. Frisky.
Yeah, basically, they just go over your manifest. It takes you like maybe a day to go through customs. Mm. After that, they don't find anything because you don't have anything. Oh. And you guys are good to go.
Cool. Onward. See
that coming.
Alright, so now we're coming through an empty sector of space.
Yes.
Ooh, fun. So maybe that would happen.
A 7?
Yeah, purpose.
No, I've got...
Things you don't want to hear your DM say.
Ooh, this well, is no, no, no. Got...
I was hoping that would happen.
So I've got a set list of hooks.
A set list? Great.
No, a set list.
I'm not playing Green Grass and High Tide. Drag me kicking and screaming. I'll do Freebird, not Green Grass and High Tides.
Oh, excellent. So you guys are cutting through... So you were delayed a day from the...
Mm-hmm.
You were delayed a day from the security checkpoint. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to... So you're cutting through empty space a day later than you thought. And in between Procyon and Centauri, you pick up a distress signal.
Hmm.
Operating on a standard civilian band.
Is it an old signal? Does it check out?
It's,
It's an older code, sir, but it checks out. No. It is a
current... I love Star Trek.
Bilbo is my favorite captain. May the force be with you, Bilbo Baggins, Star Trek.
So
you can only see how hard I'm face palming.
It is
you're not face palming. You're just rubbing.
So we listen to this stress signal.
Yep, it is a guys.
Sorry.
Let's try and focus. Let's actually get some, try and get something done.
I'm going to bring Adderall next time.
So we're getting a standard signal. If you want to try and decode the signal, someone would make a comms check to do that.
Comms.
Alrighty. I have a zero in comms. So
I have
an
one.
Alright, well.
I have a blank in comms.
I have a blank.
Well, then we want.
Yeah, then we want
Fritz!
Fritz,
alright, something I'm actually good at, for a change.
So this is like lying on your back.
So this is going to be.
Combat.
So is there like something about this game that makes you gassy, or.
No, it's just all the time.
Alright, so this is going to be comms plus education. And you need to roll that twice, good sir.
I know.
Oh, you totally decoded it.
So 9 plus.
You got 11. You're good. Okay, so you successfully decode the distress signal. It is a current. It is a current signal. So it is. So this signal is from within the last 30 days. It is one system to one system spinward of where you are.
Spinward.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
the
way
spin of
right. So the way directions work in space.
Okay. There's no left, right, up, or down.
Right, because everything is relative. So. Rimward is away from galactic center.
Yeah.
Coreward is towards the galactic center. All
right.
Spinward is moving with the direction the galaxy spins, and counterspinward is the other direction.
So spinward would be here.
Yep.
Spinward.
Right, let me see the map.
Yeah, spinward's going to be right there.
There.
That other blank sector of space.
Yep. Also, I should probably mention that you are legally required to investigate all distress signals.
Ah!
That's a nice little tidbit that you forgot to mention.
Can we go on a ship and whoever's alive kill them and
well,
take
we
all
made
their
it...
stuff?
Is that legally allowed?
Anything's possible.
All right.
It's Kevin Garnett.
I didn't hear that.
Yes. So
I see what you did.
So you are legally required to respond to all distress signals, except in contested or dangerous territory.
Would this be considered
dangerous territory?
Yeah.
It would not.
Oh.
But it's open space. Nobody knows what's there.
So one system spinward of where we are is...
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, think about it, if you're in distress and no one answers you...
We haven't reached Procyon, have we? Or did
not
we
yet.
Reach Procyon?
You're
Oh, then we must be here, right?
We
should answer them, though, right?
So it's between Loytons. No.
Yeah, we're between Centauri and Procyon right now.
Yeah, so you are right there.
And Spinward is going to be right here.
That's a... Yeah.
We'll answer the call, right?
Yeah. I'll put up my space.
The call of duty, one might say.
Well, we have to, because we're legally obligated.
All right.
Failing to respond to a distress signal outside of those specific conditions can result in confiscation and impound of your vessel.
Mm. All right, so we respond to the distress signal.
All right.
Because if it was a military one, then we'd be really fucked.
And
right.
This is a
civilian distress signal.
Okay.
Yes, all right. Right. Where is...
No, here's. Civilian.
Oh. Cities.
Okay.
Oh, those poppers.
They
okay.
are so good.
So it takes you about another day or so, or just a little over, like a day and a half, off course. So you enter an empty sector of space.
Right, we need that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a star.
Can you not do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, stop doing that, Dan.
God, I hate to see you at work.
Today I learned Dan is not paper trained.
Nope.
I'm the pilot, I get the map.
Alright.
Anyways.
2 minutes later.
Do you want?
Where the hell's the map?
Cool. There's a star with no planetary bodies. It's a little white dwarf. The distress signal is coming from. It's coming from a vessel about twice as far away from that sun as Earth is from ours. So it's a ways out there, just sort of floating.
Okay.
So you pull up.
Yep.
Groovy. So you spy a large civilian vessel. standard configuration, you know, long tubular hull, wings off the side, bolt drive in the back.
Flames on the fuselage.
Shark face on the front.
You can tell, like, just when you get close enough from visual standards.
Bikini by the tail.
You can tell that it is has been royally fucked up. Like, you can see numerous hull breaches. Fritz, you're a mechanic.
Yeah.
Can you make for me an engineering check?
Aye.
So that's going to be intellect plus engineer.
Even if I don't have engineer in a proper thing, because I have full drive and power.
Right. Those are specialties.
Okay. And you said intellect?
Yep.
3.
No.
Oh my god.
We're going to need a bigger table.
No.
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger table. 4. Is that 7 plus 8. 2? 9.
Yeah.
All right. So.
I'll never do that again. Watch. Only when the pressure was on do I drop it off the table.
All right. So, yeah. Fritz, you can tell that this damage has not been inflicted by any stellar phenomena you're familiar with. Like, this is, like, obvious combat damage. Several compartments are open to vacuum. All lights are off. It's basically just a little distress signal that keeps pinging.
Can we just tow it into a sun and just forget it ever happened?
Yeah, this is.
Do you have any towing equipment?
This really sounds like a.
No.
We don't
like have a space.
Is it going click hum when it shouldn't be going click hum?
No, it's going hum click, which is proper. Oh, and Fritz, you also have a computer system to help you determine what kind of ship it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So this is a very, very standard ship. It's a Type R subsidized merchant.
I do, too. Vessel.
Oh, cool. It's a Type R subsidized merchant vessel.
Hmm?
I only have the internal database.
What do you have? All sorts of things. I have a hand computer.
Dan has
an
iPhone. I have an iPhone.
Yeah, a.k.a. a fat trader. This is a standard trading vessel. Like, it has no armament. Usual crew complement is what? Usual crew complement is about 12 people.
That's ridiculous. And I say that because of something that was going on in my brain. I was like, oh, he's just gonna be 12.
Yep.
I guessed.
All right, Chris. So
most of them being
cargo handlers. Give your key insight. Do you think we should go
one to psychic? Right there. You want the psychic?
Stupid brain.
So what do you think we should do?
So it's floating out there,
Mr. Engineer.
Yeah.
Do we have to save it? Or can we just... We went over and looked at it and was like, oh, no.
Oh, there might be people on board. You never know. I mean,
yeah. You've got a doctor with you.
Yep.
Whom you should probably take with you.
We can chop him up and store him in the freezer for food.
Yeah, we could.
Why would we do that to our only paying passenger?
No, we're talking about the people in the
ship.
No,
the people in the ship.
Doctor.
No, you don't do that to Reavers. Reavers bite back.
I say we just nudge him off into a sun. Give him a good...
Well, you're staying in your seat.
Meanwhile, Doc is just either. Standing here, just like, who the have I hunched a ride with? Like, there may be people injured or dying over there.
All right, we should go check out to see if there's anybody there. That way, the doc can fix them up.
I agree.
Do we have a medical bay?
That's the thing. And as of right now, do we have a medical bay?
You have a basic medical bay, yes. It's nothing super fancy. It's not like military grade.
Okay. But... And there's only the 5 of us on the ship at this point in time? Alright.
I say go for it.
I agree.
But I'm not the captain of the ship.
I agree, but I would like to have...
Can we, like... You said we already visually scanned it, right? And noticed that, you know, it's just...
It's been royally fucked up.
Yeah. Yep. Which is,
are there any bodies floating outside?
Not that you can see. To be fair, though, visual sensors are not very good
for
shit.
How close
like
that. Are we?
Yeah, how
close are the ship? Is this just a camera that zoomed in when we're watching it? Or are we, like, right next to the fucking vehicle?
So the way visual scanners work is they...
The whites of the eyes?
We can actually see the captain in the cockpit.
He's getting a blowjob as we speak. No. No. So, so
they see me floating.
Oh my gosh. With like a little space head.
Sweet zombie Jesus, what if I come?
Hey, you're the and one here who said I thought, he was getting a blowjob.
And here I thought I'd have a nice campaign of adventuring and galvanizing, but okay.
You were talking about blowjobs because you just said you're the one
saying,
make a blowjob roll.
Make a blowjob roll.
You have critically failed your blowjob roll.
Shake my soft your penis.
Yeah. Anyway, Doc refuses to reattach it.
Anyway. All right. All
right. On principle. All right. So I think that two of us should stay back, and three of us should go. And the doc should definitely go.
Yep.
The engineer should definitely go.
I'm saying we're...
And I had facts.
Someone's got to hold the ship.
Yeah. Well, fuck that shit. You two can stay on board if that's cool.
I would rather her be...
You trust these two?
I don't trust any of them.
No, oh, she needs to be on the boarding party.
Okay.
Because if you encounter then she's your man.
You, the engineer, and the doctor. It is my ship.
Yeah. Why do we need the doctor to go over, though? Why can't we just send a boarding party and medically assess if they're fucked or not? No sense of killing the doctor from a random mob, you know? Send a boarding party.
Dave's going to stage a mutiny.
Yeah, I'm a big
on chapter 4.
Mutiny!
Dave's
have you even completed your first job? Yes?
It's chapter 3. It was a prologue.
Send the doctor.
Send a boarding party.
Because you don't want to risk hurting
You don't need to... Why does the doctor need to go over? We need to resuscitate him in the vacuum. No, nobody gives a fuck.
But it's not... The whole thing isn't vacuum.
Yeah. It's true.
Right.
And it...
There's sections.
There are sections that are vacuum.
And plus...
Right.
Oh,
and plus
hold on.
If there's a situation where some...
Does anybody have anything on their medic? Like, you two?
I do not.
Nope.
No.
Me either.
But...
That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, if there's someone who's in a condition where he cannot or she cannot be moved,
right.
I'm not qualified to make that judgment call.
It's true.
Dude, they're space people. Who cares?
This is a distress signal, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Well, what's the doctor going
to
do?
Also, bear in mind that at this point, you have been hovering
when he
in the near vicinity of the ship for a few minutes now, and nothing has happened.
Yeah, so
no
one's pretty much all dead.
No one's popped out. There aren't really any planetary bodies for things to hide behind.
Can we make communication with the ship?
Yeah.
You can try.
All right.
Let's try to do that.
Make
Let's
a comms check.
First, finally try to make communication with the ship.
Make a comms check.
Hello, this is blah, blah, blah.
I'll make the comms check. Thank you very much. I have the level in it.
You do. You do that, yeah.
That's 10 plus
you
1.
You do that.
Cool. 11. So it takes a while. It sounds like it seems like their comms system is probably damaged, and you get a line in. And there's no response.
Alright. What's interstellar law regarding investigating scuppered ships? Are you just supposed to report them if they seem dead in the water? Or are you supposed to go in?
Are you supposed to investigate if the...
If the ship is abandoned.
Yep.
And there's no sign of any crew, no escape pods, anything like that. Then standard sort of stellar salvage rights apply.
Well, for salvage, but I'm
for
saying
salvage. What if, holy fuck, I don't want to go on this ship.
What if there are, like, surviving, personnel, whatever, are we required by law to...
Not kill them? Yes.
Yeah. Murder equals bad.
Yeah, but do
but how do they know?
But we don't know if there's anybody on the ship.
If
we just tried,
we'd get our Titan faster.
We went up to the ship, we answered the distress call, we made good communication, nothing picked up. There's serious combat damage. There's only five of us.
Oh, they also could be in a position where they can't reach the comms.
Correct. For all you know, the cockpit may be in vacuum.
So that'll be required by law at this point, given all this information, to still go on the ship and check it out?
It's
I feel like we have to. We came all the way over here.
Yeah.
To check on the ship.
Right. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to be like, oh,
yeah.
And then
a derelict vessel. Let's go to inhabited world and tell them there.
Yeah.
Give me the loot.
Also, I kind of want to die.
Boarding party without the doctor.
It's not Death Fest yet.
Without the doctor?
Because what is the doctor going to do without a medical bay? But we don't know if the ship has a medical bay.
But it's not even... It's
and if
not,
they're in a position where they can't move back to the ship.
It's not about whether the doctor is going to perform anything. It's whether the doctor
sees what needs to be done.
Right.
For instance, if it's someone that can't be moved,
right.
then...
By moving him, you could kill him.
Well, which is why I want to stay back with my own fucking shit.
So how is the doctor going to move him without killing him if none of us can do it?
But the doctor's not going
to
move him. The doctor's going to tell us not to, so
yeah.
we know not to,
yeah,
instead of a situation
mean.
Where
what
I'm like, oh, you're just fine, and I just...
What was the guy that asked the fucking
comes
doctor?
Apart at the torso.
Guess.
Like, do we have
all
communication
right.
with
I think it should be Hammer Fist,
yeah.
the engineer,
yeah,
and the doctor.
Yeah, but even if we have communication with the doctor,
no, I think the doctor
much,
should
much
go.
Better all to right. see.
I want
to
stay
solution.
On the ship. You and I are staying on the ship.
Solution. We have a boarding party, knocks open the door, kicks open the door, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's still chilling there. All
right.
They say, all clear.
Okay.
And then the doctor goes right. in after, right. we just need to secure
yeah.
a different...
But the team that segments. Goes there,
we need a
red including the doctor... Should be
yes.
Hammerfist, Tim, and the Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
As long as you promise not to get shot.
Yes.
I make no guarantees.
So
yeah,
I can decide for myself whether I want to get shot today.
Does that
I'm
sound,
a big boy now.
Does that sound like a plan? Does everybody
yes.
have...
Something bad needs to happen to me every combat.
Is everybody capable to wear these suits or anything like that as far as work?
I have vac suit capability.
I also do.
I have a combat armor.
Yeah.
That's not... No.
So the first...
I have suit zero.
You could go yeah. out in the vacuum
so,
with your combat.
Yeah,
armor.
Yeah. So zero means you are like competent with it. You're not stellar at it.
Yeah,
I have an Uno.
I have zero.
Yeah. Dufresne is un. Dufresne looks and goes. So I've never had to do anything extravehicular before.
God damn it!
I don't have any experience with vac suits. I'm afraid.
Is there some way that we can...
You could help him.
Is there some way that we can, like,
yes,
beam
it,
images?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there some way that we can show him an image? Like, do we have a DV camcorder or something?
Well, you've got a computer.
You have an iPhone.
Yeah.
I have an iPhone.
Son
yep.
of a bitch.
You've got a mobile communication
yeah,
device.
Yeah, I'm bringing up on the main
in
screen.
Order
the
to,
yeah.
In order to keep in contact, though, you would need to keep your ship docked with the merchant ship.
In other words, get
we'll
out the...
Do it.
Get out
right.
the club,
we'll
put
die.
It on the steering wheel
yeah.
so nobody can move the ship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so you guys are going to get up next to it,
is
hook up and board?
Great.
All right. So,
does the iPhone
so Cygnus, make a piloting check. This
yeah.
is fairly easy.
And we explode.
Wow.
11.
11.
Oh, this is no sweat.
Plus one, right? 6.
Live a 1. Well,
let me
pilot.
Take a selfie.
Yeah, so he's got 12. He's
okay,
12.
Yeah. So you managed to get...
He did an e-brake slide.
Well, I've
into
one,
it.
I have one in small crafts and one in spacecraft.
Multi-thruster drifting!
Yeah, he's like... It was perfect. And we
okay,
so
you know that part in Ace
yeah.
Ventura?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He just pulled
that
with the ship because
yeah.
he just rolled a 12. So.
Here's a photo, Dan.
Okay. Cool.
There you go.
So you have
Merry
no.
Christmas.
All right. So you have no
you.
Problem aligning your two ships. Finding a dock.
God
damn. Aligning your two ships and connecting them through the embarkment. Cool.
That's the worst duck face ever of all time.
Cool. So you are. You're now docked with the merchant vessel.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
I'll keep her steady.
Yep.
Definitely. If you know what I mean.
That is easy. That's something you can basically do in your sleep.
Yeah.
Once you're actually hooked up. So, is someone going to help you frame into a vac suit, or...?
I will. I have a 1.
Cool. So, go ahead and make a vac suit check.
Make some grunts while you do it.
That's going to be...
We're not playing Halo.
That's
going to
be
I'm
a
down.
Big
fucking sweet.
So
what'd you roll?
You cut his arm off while you put him in the vac suit.
No, it's not that bad.
Do I do,
You do tear one of your vac suits, ship's vac suits, though. You're a little too muscly for it. And
alright.
So a vac suit has been horribly compromised.
How many do we have?
Yeah, how many do we have?
Let's see.
How many?
I remember only having a few.
Aren't I wearing
you've got
one
six.
Like, all the time?
So we have five.
Yeah. So you've got five left. So a vac suit is not just combat armor. Like combat armor is like a
Combat armor.
Yeah,
it goes over the vac suit, right?
You would wear it inside the vac suit. Think a vac suit is basically like a modern day spacesuit,
yeah.
only fancier.
Okay.
All right.
So it's like fully sealed, air supply,
urine tank.
All right, let's try it. That must have been a faulty vac suit. Let's try another one.
38.
That must have been a. Never mind.
Good thing you didn't take it onto a ship. So you want to try another one?
Yeah, try another one.
Can I assist?
Okay. So, Patrick, make a vac suit check.
6.
Fuck.
That was also 6.
All right, we got to do something about this table.
7, 8.
Cool. So, Annie, you get +2 on your roll to help dock it into a vac suit. Make your check.
I just want to be in this pose. I don't care if it's terrible voice pickup. Probably didn't even hear me.
Right. Doc is not going into space suit anymore.
Okay.
We just brought Zoom.
Because you just ruined.
See, the problem is Nozomi is now too frustrated and in sort of Nozomi smash mode.
Alright. So we just wrote 2 of them?
Yep.
Yeah. So there's 4.
Left. You're done.
Alright, looks like the engineer and Nozomi are going on the ship alone.
Okay.
If she can get her damn back suit on.
Well, she can get hers on.
Yeah, mine. I just can't help the doctor.
Alright, so doctor can stay with us and we're just going to patch it in with the iPhone.
Cool. Alright.
Alright, let's do it.
What kind of tunes do you have on this thing?
Check out.
Hey, Vince! What kind of tunes have you got on this thing? You're in a vacuum, but you can't hear the music anyway.
Playing it through my vac suit. It's got iPhone capability.
It's got a MP3 jack right here.
Yeah.
Made by Beltone.
That's my space tone.
All right.
Belkin. The Belkin vac suit.
Sweet Bose sound.
I wonder why I ripped 2 of them.
Okay.
Griffin.
Alright, so guys, gather around so you can actually see the map here. So this is your standard layout of your typical subsidized freighter.
Where did we enter?
You guys have entered right here. Which is your primary exterior airlock.
Okay.
So you're on the first deck out of 2, and it opens right into the main cargo bay.
Alright. Do we know which areas have been royally fucked up, to put it Frenchly?
So from your initial observations...
Do you mean frankly?
No,
Frenchly.
Dan, am I getting picked up okay? Even though I'm facing... Like, is this an Omni?
Yes.
Okay, so it should be fine.
You're getting both. I have the levels lower, so I'm going to raise them. So.
Okay.
Well,
that should be fine. Okay.
I'm just going to keep...
Let's take care of it.
So from your initial assessment,
mm-hmm.
the aft cargo bay and the drive... area, like the engineering section, seems to have gotten a lot of the worst of it.
Okay. So it's not going anywhere. Ever.
Probably not.
Give it a toe.
So you guys check the...
I mean, we did shoot off somebody's toe, so we could give it a toe.
Yep. Alright.
Wow.
Check the cockpit first.
So you guys enter into the main cargo bay. The first thing you notice is that it is fucking dark.
Mm.
Because it looks like power has basically been lost, and you just got reserve power operating things like running lights and the emergency comm.
That's okay, because the iPhone I has a nice flashlight on it.
Anybody afraid of the dark?
You better be.
I'm on the ship, rude. Bro. Wow.
Rude.
I'm doing Ricky tonight.
I'm on the ship, rude.
I'm on the ship, rude.
But yes.
Rocket mechanics.
So you guys can use the iPhone or whatever all the parts might come equipped with the vac suit.
There's flood in here. I'm going to kill myself.
So the main cargo bay. So after you seal the airlock behind you, your vac suit denotes that the main cargo bay is oxygenated. Can't guarantee the rest of the ship is though.
Is the vac suit such that you can take off like a helmet or?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Because you're in the
helmet off provides better visibility, probably.
All right. So you take off your helmet.
It's pitch black.
Yep.
Cool. So you take off your helmet. And nothing immediately bad happens to you. Congratulations. Your head does not explode from depressurization or anything. The air smells... The air is musty because the air circulators and stuff have been off for a while. You smell some decaying foodstuffs.
Okay. Food.
Decaying. Rotting. Not good. And make a...
God damn it, I didn't get the flashlight app on my hand computer.
Yeah, but the iPhone has the flashlight app, I think.
You know what? Make a...
Well, I was not going to say it, though, because that wasn't the primary focus. Executive decision, the iPhone has a flashlight app.
Make a recon check.
Word.
Yeah, for, so is that a minus three?
Yep.
She has one in recon.
She has one in recon. And because of your particular background, you get an additional plus one to this roll.
Okay. Her?
Yes.
Okay, so I sit this one out.
I'm going to use yours, because those are stupid.
Two.
I think your fingers are stupid.
Four.
Six, seven, eight.
And add your intellect modifier.
Zero.
Eight. Yeah,
okay. Eight. You detect a faint metallic odor. You can't quite place it. It's, like, super faint, but it's familiar.
It's the Master Chief!
It's blood.
No, it's metallic.
Iron?
Yeah, but blood doesn't smell like iron. I don't work with blood. Don't listen to me. You actually do this every day.
I don't even do it every day, and I...
You can't quite place where the smell is coming from. But it's super faint. So it's probably not coming from the main cargo hold. The cargo hold itself is filled with standard shipping containers. Each one has a digital label on it. They're all sealed up, safely stowed away. There does look like there seems to have been a bit of a scuffle towards the forward cargo bay.
I would go to the forward cargo bay.
Yep.
Was that a yes?
I agree with Taranga Leela.
Cool. You open the door to the forward cargo bay, and immediately air begins rushing out.
Vacuum helmet.
Close it!
So you put your suit back on?
Yep.
Yay! Good for you! You're smart.
Mine off.
You open it up, and...
Should I have had to roll for an intelligence check?
No. That's a common...
You fumble your helmet. Now you die.
Would you like to make that check?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that would be what they would do in Death Fest. You'd be like, roll an intelligence check to see if you're intelligent enough to figure that out.
Death Fest is like you walk into the ship, stub your toe, and it, you know...
You bleed internally.
You bleed internally and die.
Yeah.
Shit, Dan.
Death Fest is there out to get you. The forward cargo bay is small and is usually where more like precious or... Cargo that needs extra securement is kept. There are three long gouges in the outer hull. The forward compartment bay is open to space.
Come in, Fritz.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over.
So just to put it in perspective, these three tears are in different places.
Could have hit an iceberg.
Oh my god, I was just going to say that.
They are not all together. There are two along one wall, one along the bottom. They are about, 8 feet wide.
Asteroids.
Melee ship combat.
We have to find the star of the sea that rose through over the side.
Alright, so we need to go somewhere else's ship, because obviously that was
second floor. Let's go. Second floor.
So you guys head back to the main cargo bay, take the lift up.
And the lift is working?
Well, are you going to try and get to the lift?
Are there stairs?
Well, you said we took the lift.
Yeah, you did say that, so that means we took it.
Reserve power, that's the lift work?
I think we're upsetting the
DM. I was asking if that is what you were trying to do.
Oh.
Is that what, so you go to...
Are there stairs?
You don't see any stairs.
We don't see any stairs.
But it's a spaceship. There wouldn't be stairs. There's no artificial gravity.
A luxury.
There's no stairs in space.
Well, whatever. I've never been to space.
There's no crying in space. Wait a minute.
That's the wrong sport.
Close.
Space is a sport.
Are you going to Google stairs in space?
No.
Well, yeah. I'm going to assume that the lift is not going to work.
Although, I'll second that.
Then again, there is oxygen in here, so...
But, can you take the lift shaft up?
Right,
can
you
ride
it? Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
There's no gravity, so you can just
jump.
Did he say there's no gravity?
Is there no gravity? Is there... Because I assume there's no power.
Well, stuff is still sealed down. So, like, you don't see a lot of stuff just floating.
Okay.
It could be like, you haven't seen, like, floating debris or anything inside. But you haven't seen much debris anyways, apart from just shit that's open to space.
One would assume that we have... Assume.
I always wanted to say it that way.
Yep. That, and your vac suits do have magnetic shoes.
Alright, see. That, okay. That changes it.
Which is why you're still walking around.
I was going to say, can't we just make a jump check?
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys could disconnect your magnetic boots and see if you float up.
Do it.
Seems like a good
or
idea.
Spit and see if the spit hovers in the air.
That's good.
But you guys that's a terrible helmets. Idea. We're wearing helmets.
That's close. That's close.
Roll a visibility check. You're not blind.
This close. Oh,
Patui. Oh, that was a terrible idea.
Let's just take the goddamn lift.
Yeah. I may let common sense DM, but I don't know where I was going with that.
You're close.
Okay, let's see if we float. I'm going to disconnect my magnetic boots in temporarium.
But you should hang on to her hand while I do that.
I'm not holding hands with the Amazon. She might crush it.
Hey, even if there is no gravity, there is still the Newton's laws of motion. So unless you kick off, you're not going to just go flying around.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go flying.
Even if you turn off your magnetic boots, you're not going to go anywhere until you push off, even if there's...
Well, not anywhere far. The act of the...
I'm going to get another one.
The turning off of the magnet will probably cause some motion, but not much.
Well, due to the Starbucks planet for you to get a new iPhone.
I'll buy cost right now. I'll buy you the rest of my money, too. There it goes.
Alright, so no more magnetic boots.
Alright, and then
for Fritz.
I'm going to attempt to take a step. See what happens.
Gravity's still working.
Ah!
At least here in the cargo bay.
So, some parts of the ship are still working, so let's try the lift, I suppose.
Alright, let's go.
Alright.
Put your boots back on.
So it just took us 5 minutes to turn out if they were... I didn't take my boots off!
You just hit the switch.
Yep. What do you think I am? Just disrobing in the middle of a damn freighter?
And now snooze new time.
Death by snooze.
Let's see, this has a musty odor. Let me just remove this.
Anyway.
I can feel it now!
I'll slip into something more comfortable.
Nothing.
Yes. Cool. So you get to the lift on this floor. The lift does not have enough power to actually start moving, but there are
hand cranks.
Well, no. It's inside a shaft, and there are rungs set into the shaft, so you can climb it in.
Let's climb up the shaft.
Simple problems that could have been solved simply that we made into a problem.
Yeah.
Let's just climb
the shaft.
Yep, it's designed to be climbed in his back suit. You have no problem there. So you're now on the second deck.
You climbing find up, an elite.
Climbing out of the left. Wart.
Mash the melee button to kill it because this is Halo 4 and QuickTime events are a thing.
Goddamn QuickTime events.
There are only two in the game. One in the very beginning and one for the final boss.
Because, that's how that should work. Okay. So popping out of the lift puts you in a small corridor. Ahead of you, there are the emergency low berths. Like, the emergency cryo tubes for long-term storage. The door appears to be in good condition. Next, they've got a hallway branching off that leads to the main section of the ship for crew quarters.
Go to the main section. Because obviously the cockpit might be messed up because the front of the ship downstairs was all...
No, that was the back of the ship.
Was it the back?
No, it was the front cargo hold.
Yeah, it was the front.
No more liquor for you.
Right, so you guys did not go into the aft cargo bay. So you have no idea what this is like.
Yeah, we just know that.
That's open to space.
Yep.
So let's go to the main...
Into the main crew compartment?
Yes.
Yep.
The vast deference of the ship.
I don't think that's how that works.
Cool. So entering into the main compartment, you've got the crew staterooms directly in front of you, four to a side. Doubling up is usually standard onto this, so there's probably like one or two that weren't occupied. At the end of the hallway, you see another door. and branching off, which is where the escape pods would be.
Would be.
Would yep. be.
So they're not there.
Well, you don't know yet. You haven't walked down there.
Check. Well, we might get vacuum sucked the
fuck everyone, please
you're
make
in
a...
You're in suits.
Everyone, please make a recon check.
Everyone?
Everyone meaning the boarding party.
Okay. Yep. Everyone who matters, Dan. God.
I think you should make a recon check anyway to see if he notices that there's another ship parked next to us. Or if he's too hazed out, bro.
Oh, actually, that's an excellent point. Hey, Vince, when was the last time you took some stims?
8, 9
Probably getting a little shaky there, buddy.
What the hell?
I rolled.
Yep. Cool. You don't... So you guys don't notice anything... You don't yet notice anything amiss. The doors to the crew compartments are all sealed, except for one at the very end, which is off of its main hinge.
Let's go in that one.
Privately, Roy Jenkins.
Let's go in that one, but I'm going to go first, because you're going
to
sit on the ground.
You should recon...
Through the whole battle.
You should
try
stand next to the
leg.
Doorway and then recon before you go in.
Just
saying, from previous D&D experience, stand at the doorway, recon.
Except I think it was my arm.
Just saying, because I've stepped on a fucking trap plate of ceramic tile that crushed me with boulders. Because I didn't make a fucking recon check.
So I'm pretty sure this is...
Spot check,
yeah.
D&D.
Yeah. But I was a dwarf, and it was pitch black, so I should theoretically just been like, well... That looks good. But I didn't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
only because I critically failed.
Actually, to be honest, if there is a ceramic plate and it does drop boulders on it in the middle of a fucking spaceship, I'm going to be more impressed than angry.
It's only because gravity works.
Yeah.
In the center of the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're on to me.
This isn't my first rodeo, okay?
Let's go check it out.
Yeah, Dave's like the voice of reason of this whole thing. He's just like...
Six when?
No, he's just like...
I think we're the veterans.
Yeah, but he's... But you're like the... You're like the... You're like the story boys. He's like the... Whoa, 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 wait a minute.
That's true.
Well, what about the spitting argument? I thought that was him. No, it was you.
No, that was me.
I was like, you're wearing helmets! Great, he's mixing us up. It's the beards.
Yeah,
it's the beards. It's
okay.
Gotta be the beards.
What are we doing?
We're waiting for Dave to come back.
Why?
Because he's in the boarding party.
No, he's not.
Never mind!
He's piloting the ship!
It's just me and you!
Alright.
You and I. Correction.
Superfly.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
So, all right, so there needs to be some sort of...
You guys should
have a
recon.
Yeah. I'll watch your back.
Alright, yeah, because I'm Nizumi.
And you also have better recon than I do. I probably will stare right at something lethal and be like,
okay, so you know all the white dice, so.
It's fucking 7.
Plus 1.
That's 8.
That's 8.
Oh.
Well, this is my character sheet. I don't know what she has for things.
Oh, no, this is, no, 4, 6, so 7.
Okay.
Plus your 1 in recon.
That's including the plus 1 recon.
Okay.
But
don't
you
have an intelligence?
Oh, she doesn't have a thing.
Oh, oh, never mind.
Yeah. So she gets a 7.
I'm stupid. I'm a stupid brute.
Dumb broad.
Cool.
Literally.
So you sidle up to the side of the door.
Character-wise.
Poke your head in, peek back. In the quick glance, you saw blood. Crap tons of blood.
Sweet. I wonder what that metallic smell was.
Yep. Totally. Had you scored higher than an 8, you would have instantly gone, oh, it's fucking blood.
Oh, but I didn't.
Because you scored 8 exactly,
you
got a good hint as to what it was. If there's anything more, you would have gone, oh shit, blood.
Yes. Wait a minute, how are we smelling that through our back? Wait a minute, I'm the one who smelled
that room.
Yeah.
I just realized that she rolled the recon for me sniffing the air.
True.
I thought the whole
point was just
keep
going.
Save people.
Let's just
keep going. You follow the blood to save people.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just saying that I'm the one who took off my helmet. And then
you
smelled something.
You,
you had
earlier.
Your helmet still on.
Earlier, you
and you
rolled
for my smell
check.
To hit the air.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's like, order good, I'm chaotic neutral. She's just like, evil.
Yes.
What am I?
I don't know what you are.
You just
chaotic
out,
good.
No, you just
you're
have,
chaotic good.
You're a dandy.
Space
a
dandy.
You just sit in the back the whole time.
Alright, check for corpses.
So, Yonin?
Yeah,
got some lights in there.
Yep. Motherfuckers. Get arms. Do they have guns?
I'm watching this. This is a live stream from Twitch.space.
Do these people have guns? Or any sort of weapon?
What people?
You don't know yet.
There's a big blood stain. Dude, that's not a people.
Of course they fucking have weapons. Okay.
Blood stains are not people, Dan.
Blood stains are people.
Sit back down in your chair.
Alright.
Ready, set, go. Poof!
So the room is a fucking mess. Like, there is stuff shredded, knocked over, crushed. There looks to be a... You guesstimate maybe about two corpses in the middle. It's hard to tell because they're in chunks.
These guys were slobs.
So a sign of struggle would be an understatement.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure they were just getting it on. They like
it. Like chunky snakes.
Campbell's chunky.
And there go any listeners we may have had.
This podcast brought to you by Campbell's. Chunky. Sex. That's it.
What was with the delay between each one? I was like your brain was trying to process the joke.
Yeah, I'm not even in the boarding party.
Right? I know, right?
Yeah. We're just hanging back drinking.
All right, so we see these chunky dead bodies.
Dave is not a natural creation.
So, who's holding the iPhone?
He is.
Yeah.
Cool.
She doesn't know how to work it.
No. You should be showing this to the doc.
Yeah.
Oh, were we supposed to be doing that?
Meanwhile, that's like, have you guys found anything?
We found, I don't know, let's loot the dead
We bodies. Found pieces of things.
Found
I should... See? Can you guys get close enough to actually show me?
Aye.
You hear it's like gagging noise on the other end of the phone. Meanwhile, Doc turns a little green. Oh.
The doctor.
He's an alien!
That's...
The doctor with a weak stomach.
Yeah.
That's not pretty. I think... Yeah, that's a spleen.
Green spleen?
No, he's green. He turns a little...
Yeah, he's new at this whole thing.
Because he just... No, never mind. Don't listen to me. Keep going. Sorry.
Just ripped out two vac suits. Son of a bitch.
Hey, I docked this! I docked this! That's her fault!
I didn't say you did it. I said Doc did it.
We didn't need the doctor in the first place. We're doing just fine. Nobody's
smart.
Spit in their helmet yet.
I certainly hope
but we
not.
Did,
That'd be
but
a terrible idea.
We did
sniff
the air through our helmet, though.
Yeah, but I smacked him in the head via stream.
Yeah. What?
That's so funny. I forgot that. How did I smell a metallic smell?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Retcon!
Okay, so...
Well, that's definitely not a good sign. Have you guys gone to the cockpit yet?
No.
Nope.
Head there. If we can't find any more corpses, I may need you guys to bring some back so I can see just what happened here.
Dead bodies everywhere!
All right. Did I bring, like, a doggy bag, or...
We have Ziplocs. Freeze bags is fine.
And this ship has a ship's locker, so you can probably find plenty of shit in there to bring it back in.
So right, should I
so
go
let's
like
go to
from
the locker first?
Yeah.
Because if we find corpses, I'm not walking all the like, fucking back to the locker.
We'll stuff the corpses into the locker.
But we'll be passing the locker and go downstairs anyway.
Are we going to be doing that?
Yeah. This is where we are.
That's where you are.
That's where we came up.
Yes.
We came up.
Cockpit
is there?
The cockpit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're
Where's
going
the ship's
to the
locker
first.
Ship's locker is next to the cockpit.
Okay. So
we'll just go. On a ship this small.
All right.
So as you guys start heading towards the cockpit, you notice that all the escape pods are still there.
Should I just, like, knock on every crew compartment, like,
So
Penny?
We found two bodies
Penny?
And one
yes.
gagging person?
No,
Penny.
That's Doc.
Doc was gagging.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Doc was gagging.
Yeah.
Nobody made it out alive. Everyone's dead.
How do you know?
They would have heard us clanking around and sniffing blood.
Because no comm signal, and the comm signal would come from the cockpit. And if everyone's dead inside the ship and you haven't made it to the cockpit yet, they got to be dead in the cockpit, too.
Unless they're not.
They might have been in, like, the cafeteria or something.
Cafeteria?
Yeah, probably shitting in their vac suits.
There's no cafeteria on this diagram.
Well, I just made it
There
up.
Is not. bear in mind, you guys also did not check the cryo tape, the cryo chamber.
That would have been a smart thing to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, we're still close to it?
Yeah, we're still close to it.
Yeah, let's go check the cryo chamber. And if I find Master Chief in there, I might squee.
I would definitely snooze all over the place.
The cryostasis door is locked.
The name of this ship is the Enamored Cloud.
Okay,
no, excuse me, Fort Enter Dawn.
Okay, so it's locked. So we're going to go to the locker and the cockpit, because the key's probably in the cockpit. Then we're going to walk back, and then we're going to open it up.
I'm sorry. Just the image of, like, just the steering wheel and the cockpit with the keys on the dash just makes me laugh.
No, they're underneath the sun visor.
With the aloha.
Has to be slightly bigger on a spaceship.
Aloha away.
All right.
What does that sound to you?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Yeah, look there first. But if it's not there, then you're going to be like, yeah, you fucking asshole.
Well, if it's not there, I'll just break it, that's all.
All right, well, I'll probably break it because I have hammer hands.
Yeah, but I have the mechanic stuff.
Oh, right. All right, sure. So
you're headed towards the cockpit?
Yeah.
Cool.
What are you giggling about? Vincent Cross Jenico.
I'm laughing because I think by the end of this, she's literally going to have hammer hands. Like, we'll have written her character to literally have hammers for hands.
Yeah. All right. Johnny Hamsticks.
Yeah.
Tearing away like he's...
At this point, I'm watching the con. I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to go get drunk. I'm going to leave the cockpit. All
right. Friends don't let friends fly drunk.
Can you, like, not let him do that? He's going to make a hasty escape.
No, I'll file
he's
it.
He's experiencing withdrawals right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Aren't you addicted to amphetamines or something?
Yeah, I'm affected to stim packs.
God.
Stim packs or Fallout.
We're going drunk and a druggie on the ship, waiting for you guys to come back.
Well, we have a doctor with us.
And the doctor who's puking.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't handle the sight of a spleen.
It's not so much just spleen. Think a pile of meat.
All right.
That used to be at least two people.
At the least. Oh, we don't know for sure.
All right, so you guys are headed to the front of the ship. To the cockpit and to the
locker. We're going to locker first.
All right. So you enter the secondary compartment, which is where the primary crew compartments are. You notice that the two escape pods in this section have basically been ripped out of their moorings.
Hmm.
The ship is not open to vacuum, but barely.
Are they dangling, or are they completely gone?
They're still there, but they have fallen out of their moorings, so they will never, ever fucking launch.
Okay. Continue on.
So you get to the cockpit door, and you don't need to make a check for that. As you get to the cockpit door, you hear the sound of something scurrying.
It is the flood!
I thought we were going to the locker first.
Yes, locker.
But as they approach, it's right next door to it.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is the... Yeah, so this is the cockpit, and that is the ship's locker. So it's connected to the cockpit for
you. Captain Keys, no, not again.
You wouldn't stealth.
I've one in stealth. I'm going to stealth and find it.
What the fuck?
She's stealthy. We should also be looking to see if we have any sort of skills that we can provide.
I don't know how I'm stealthy. I'm like...
I have a neurocom. That's not... We're already using a neurocom.
Oh, you have a neurocom?
I have an investigative zero.
We should Facebook chat.
Through our minds.
Yo, dog. LOL. For shizzle.
I heard that ship sucks. What's up?
420 Glaze it, faggot.
Dublin!
Okay, so can we do that? Can I do that?
Yeah, you want to try and
stealth my way to find it?
I should have given you my cutlass.
So, like I said, bear in mind, you guys are right here.
Yeah.
Stupid rug.
That's the door you are at. Yeah. The ship's locker is there.
Did it scurry inside of the cockpit behind a
door? You have no idea.
It's
the door is closed,
and you hear scurrying.
You hear scurrying
on the other side of the door.
Was it loud?
If we go in there and it's
Mickey loud enough for you to hear it.
Shit.
Well, I mean, you can hear a mouse.
If I go in there and it's Mickey Mouse, and I'll lose my shit.
Do you see it?
Oh, hey, Patty! How's it going? Oh, boy, oh, boy! Spoiler alert! These are some tasty horses!
Spoiler alert, the corpses were Donald and Goofy.
Okay, let's go to the locker first and get the Ziploc bags.
Yep, the locker's on the other side of the door.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to use my stealthies and get all
Penny?
In there.
Can you use a stealth? Can you stealth in a back suit?
You can try.
What else?
Let me back up. What does stealth entail?
Yeah.
Stealth entails
being stealthy.
Right. So
really?
Moving quietly, using the shadows.
Right.
How many years of school did you have to study?
So stealth would be used for trying to camouflage yourself, to try and sneak past guards.
I'm a rogue.
Ooh.
Well, actually, more dishonored.
Do I get any of these things? Any mods or whatever?
Well, there's no guards or anything.
Right. And there's one door.
All right.
It's
going
to
be... For fuck's sake.
Right now, she's trying to be quiet. And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I'm just...
You've been clomping around.
Well, I mean, I could catch him off guard and just, like, smash the thing down with my huge magnetic foot. And my I have big boobs, too.
Yeah, giant metallic tits.
Oh, can I get guns in my boobs?
Hey, look at these!
Distraction level 5.
Make a distraction.
Speaking of distraction level 5.
Open the door! Just open the door.
Open it, we're opening the door.
All right, roll for initiative!
Oh, no! 2d6. I regret that immediately.
What's that even mean?
It means you're entering combat.
Roll 2d6 and add your dexterity modifier.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, fuck. What was the first one I rolled?
4.
So that's 5 plus 1. 6.
6. Yep.
Here's the problem. I don't have my gun out.
Oh, shit.
It's for initiative, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still need to take time to take my gun out. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. So you bust down the door, ready to go gung-ho, and you... And in the other side of the door, you see a huge ass rat.
I fucking knew it!
Rats are fucking everywhere.
Hi, Rattus, folks!
Rattus Norvegicus, aka
the brown rat. I'm trying to figure out how to get your gun out, and I'm like, brah, it's a rat.
Yep. Okay. You notice this big ass rat has an arm in its mouth.
Oh, sweet.
Mm. That's pretty disarming.
That's Splinter.
It takes one fucking look at you and goes, eek! And then runs off.
With the arm?
Yes.
So I don't get to take the arm?
No. Unless you want to hunt down the rat.
I mean, you could just grab the arm and beat it with it if you wanted to.
I wanted to make finger necklaces.
Who are my players? What is my life?
That's what happens when you have a female nerd in a campaign.
Oh my god.
She might need more necklaces out of fingers.
I have not had nearly enough drink for this. Hold on.
This commercial break is brought to you by Powers, the Irish whiskey.
And nice, purified water. Canada cash refund, 5 cents.
Walgreens.
That's 5 Canadian cents.
At the corner of D&D and space.
Oh my.
What are we talking about? There's no Canadian cents.
Ah.
Canadians have no sense, rather.
Have you watched Real Park Boys?
No.
Oh my god.
You're missing out.
What is my life?
Alright. So the bus out of the door is a rat.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. Oh god, yes. Everyone is fucking dead.
How many corpses do we have?
Grand total? Well, if you take the time to count unique organs that you can find.
I'd say we hadn't found a full corpse yet.
Bless you.
No.
Is there other spots in the ship that you haven't explored?
Yeah. The cryo chambers and stuff. The back area.
Yes. Cryo chambers.
Well, we'll find the keys, question. Though.
That's where we'll find Donald and Goofy.
Sorry. I'm micromanaging you.
Yep. So there are. Yep. So there are probably about 8 corpses.
8 in there? And
yep.
The cockpit.
Crammed into the cockpit.
And one rat did this.
At least 2.
At least 2.
Yep.
So let's just estimate there's 10 corpses and it's a 12-man ship.
What are you giggling about?
Probably about 10 to 11.
Good point. Good point.
Yep. Neither of you have medic skill?
No.
So it's hard to make a fair estimate.
Are we face chatting?
Yeah, iPhone. Point the iPhone at these people.
Point the iPhone right. And have
Have you tried to estimate corpses or do an autopsy via FaceTime? Not the easiest thing.
Damage is from masters. Sand people couldn't do this.
Okay, so we find that. Do we find anything else?
Have you been searching?
We are looking for the key.
Yep.
So we do need to search.
Thank you, sir. You know what? I'm just going to figure out how long it takes you. So after about, like, maybe 10 minutes of searching the cabin, you find a set of keys.
Okay.
Key cards. Hiding underneath a... You're pretty damn sure it's a kidney.
It looks like it's been gnawed on.
What's that?
We're in the cockpit where Surgeon Simulator is played.
Yes! Oh my god!
It'll be okay. Wham! Gotta get those ribs out of the way.
And the first implement to use in brain surgery. An axe!
Oh, man. Okay.
Alright, so you found a set of key cards.
We still need to go to the locker.
Right, well, I have key cards, so it might open that locker door.
You try the different keys. It takes you about maybe four tries before you find a key card with the red, with the one.
How much air do the vac suits have?
Oh, right.
Enough.
Good.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That is for something like for a ship this size, you've got plenty. Now, if you decide you want to spend the night, then you may be in trouble.
Yeah, we're
but you've that got, sounds like precisely what we want to do.
Camping trip.
You've got like 6 hours of air.
With the corpses.
Alright, so we grab an oxygen tent.
Yep. So you open up the locker. Most everything is where it should be. You know, there's still a fair bit of blood and stuff splattered around on the inside, and there are a few empty racks where firearms should be.
Is there anything I can do to make my character very like for instance, I'm personally thinking right now that there's no way a rat killed a crew of 8.
No, it didn't.
No, bear in mind that pretty much every ship in the galaxy probably has rats on it.
Yep.
Like, have you met a rat? They are tenacious little fuckers. They spread across Earth with no problems. You think they'd have any trouble spreading across the universe with humanity?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's something else did this, so I would like to, like, is there, like,
well, he just said that there are some guns sort of missing where there should be guns, and they haven't found said guns, and 10 dead people.
But is there, like, I know in D&D there is actually an action you could do that gives you, like, +1 to, like, alertness or something. Is that possible in Traveler, or?
I mean, you're definitely, like, this is definitely a scary-ass situation, so you're definitely on sort of hiding the alert.
All right.
I mean, you could try and figure out what... Actually, hold on, does... Oh, yes, he does. You hear Doc on the other end of the iPhone murmuring something. You've been a little busy.
Doc, what's up?
So, what'd you find in the cockpit?
The crew.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Is she singing? Sort of.
I have no idea.
Anyways.
What?
No. That corn song?
No.
200 years in the future. Oh, you mean the... Oh, those classics. Anyways. Can you do me a favor and... Can you do me a favor and pan around the cockpit a sec?
I'll do that.
Doc's going to make an investigate check. At -2, because it's through an iPhone. Crap.
Fuck!
He gets a 2.
No, he goes, well, +1 plus other stuff, but it's not real enough. He goes, crap. The resolution at this distance is not enough for me to make out what I need to make out.
God damn it. Why couldn't you spring for the iPhone 12?
Has there been any loss of atmosphere between the airlock and where you guys are?
No.
Well, I don't believe so. The escape pods were off their moorings, and there's barely atmosphere there.
Right, but there's no, like, hole in the ship.
Yeah.
Not that I see.
Not on this floor.
All right, hold on a sec. Okay, I'm going to be coming over there. I'm just going to take a rebreather. If I stay out of areas that have been decompressed, I should be okay.
We could do that. We wasted 2 perfectly good vac suits, and we could use a rebreather.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is that if
we
he
didn't
came...
We know that wasn't depressurized.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And if you didn't have a vac suit, and, say, opened that open cargo bay door, you would have been exposed to hard vacuum there for a little while. Which is very unpleasant.
Hammer hands would have saved you.
So
no, Fritz must die. That's his fate in life.
Dude, you're seriously, like, to me in this game right now, you're just like this flimsy little shit that, like, I'm just dragging along with you. Like, you have a fucking iPhone.
Which is his.
Yeah. Which is his.
Yay, knowledge.
Oh no, you'll be really... Once you guys get into Starship combat, you'll be really important for keeping the ship flying.
Yep.
Maybe from falling apart.
With our powers combined.
Yeah, until I get shot in the arm again.
And then sit on the ground.
By a laser.
Alright. So after about 10 minutes, Doc kind of makes his way up. Seems a little winded from having to climb all those rungs.
But he eventually makes it in. And he starts going over what's happened. Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic. You know what I found out the other day?
Excellent again. What?
The, completely random fact.
Yeah. Distractions everywhere.
Yeah, but, because I just said fantastic. You know Frank West in Dead Rising 1?
Yep.
Yeah, when he says fantastic, it's a different voice actor.
Really?
Anyway.
Found that out yesterday.
Moving on.
Or was it this morning? On YouTube. At like 3 in the morning, because I couldn't stop watching videos.
So Doc comes to...
What?
Technically yesterday.
So Doc comes to a rather odd realization. There don't appear to be any, like, gunshot wounds in any of these corpses. It's more like they were, like, torn apart or, like... I mean, there's, like, bites, but I can't tell if that's from rats or from something bigger, because we're talking about such
many
chunks.
You're in chunks, for Christ's sake.
Maybe it's another space Amazon.
But I'm sorry, if there's a rat the size big enough to carry a fucking arm in its mouth, I'm pretty sure it could take down a human.
But
not
humans?
10 other humans.
Right.
There might be a mob of rats.
They would have killed it. They wouldn't have been massacred like that.
Yeah, there also aren't any gunshots, like bullet holes or anything, anywhere in the cockpit, which is really weird.
So those guns were probably taken by the crew for safety. They were taken by...
There's probably some kind of alert that went on the whole ship, and like, man, your battle stations.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
I was only going to submit something even stupider just now. I was going to say, could I just, like, investigate from the iPhone?
That's what Doc just tried to do. You can try, too.
Just, like, overall, like, investigate the area and try to come up with a clue. Because I do have an investigate skill of 0.
Are you doing it? Can you drop it under the couch? You need to stand up and then you'll find it.
Yeah, let's see. I know.
I got
a 9.
I bet you're going to have to stand
plus
up.
Plus 1. Intellect?
Yep.
Plus 1, so I got a 10.
Cool. So, using that plus what Doc's pieced together... It seems like what's happened is that something attacked the ship, and that the crew was slaughtered, at least as far as you can tell, before they were able to, like, retaliate or defend themselves.
So they, like, slaughtered in their sleep or something.
Well, no, because they had a chance to grab the guns off the rack. Guns, but yeah.
Well, maybe.
Right. So this is from what you can tell.
A gun rack had a gun rack.
A rack for my guns.
Yeah, but did
and
we see any guns?
And a rack for my rack for my
did
guns.
Did we see the guns anywhere? Did we?
You haven't found them yet.
Yeah, so we haven't found the guns.
So they could have got
but not all,
killed and then got looted.
Yeah, looted.
So is Doc on the ship yet?
Yes.
Which means that being on the ship is sentient enough to be weapons from you.
Need to go to the cryo chambers.
Yeah, let's go try the key card.
Thank you.
All right.
The key card.
So you head to the cryo chamber door. The cryo chamber door looks okay. Like, it doesn't look like it's been damaged at all. It just takes you, like, maybe... Like, after 2 tries, you find the right key card. So it's really fucking cold in there. Because that's the idea. You have found...
No!
There is a single intact corpse inside. A
Yay!
Rifle at his feet.
Yay!
There is... Doc quickly looks him over. So he's got... So it's fairly obvious how he died. And points to a large hole in the middle of his fucking chest. So before Dave goes into aliens, something went in. Like he was, like, stabbed or pierced through or something.
Yeah. So it didn't come out.
No.
Oh, so okay.
No chest burster.
Pass me one of those bottles of water, please.
No, and it didn't come out the other side either.
Okay.
So whatever it was, it was big. Probably about...
Alien Aztecs.
Oops, sorry, Dan.
It's the thing. So did it.
I guessed it!
Alien Aztecs. What?
They went into his chest cavity, took out his heart.
Oh, Carly. Ah, Carly. Like that?
Michael Eisner.
Well, and then they drank chocolate after that.
Well, except that it's like dead, like, center mass.
Oh, okay.
Right. So it wasn't like...
It was a ritualistic.
No, this was like something just punched a hole clean through, like clean into his chest.
Yeah.
And he died of blood loss.
Bloodrasu.
After Bloodrasu.
Oh my god!
That was awesome.
You just made me cackle. That's a problem. You can't do that.
It's a solution.
Just randomly.
Wasn't that funny?
No, so, really.
Every now and then, you need a little Japanese, a little English in your life.
Bumaru? Google.
Pura English attack. There you go. All
right. Okay.
So you found one other crew member. Yeah, one of the missing rifles at his feet.
Yep.
And he has a big asshole in his chest, not all the way through, but pretty damn big. At this point, the last place you guys should probably check is the engineering compartment.
It's all you, kid.
Yeah. You're the engineer.
To the engineering compartment.
All right, cool. Making sure it's working. Great.
Did we grab our Ziploc bags? Oh, no, we have the doctor now. We need
Doc's going to collect what he needs. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried.
Cool.
But I'm constipated.
That's slightly worrisome.
All right, so you guys head back down. You're in the main cargo bay.
In character.
God damn it, Pat. Anyways. So you are right outside the aft cargo bay, which leads to the engineering section.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going in.
Yes. Where does it go?
So you guys recon
Doc
first?
Should not be anywhere near.
No, he's up doing what he needs to do.
Good.
He's
if
scooping out the
if there's no pressure, I don't want to lose our
with
only
two
pair.
Missing guns. Yeah. No big deal.
And a bunch of doors that haven't been opened yet.
Yeah. And like two crew members that are possibly missing.
NBD. Yep. NBD.
Are they in the shaft, would you say?
The shaft cargo bay.
Oh.
They're in the shaft cargo
the
bay.
The shaft. Yeah.
Don't make me kick you in the aft. Anyways. Alright.
Alright. He was clearly captured. You kicked him in the ass.
So you open up the door to the aft cargo bay. And air starts rushing out again.
The doctor's fucked.
He's no, not he's with upstairs.
Us. He's upstairs doing what needs to be done.
Until he gets killed by a rat.
So, air is escaping out. Do you guys go to the aft cargo bay?
Alright.
So you go to the aft cargo bay? Close it up behind you. The aft cargo bay is... Okay. I'm trying to think of a good term. Something like... All that really comes to mind is like a veranda. Or like a balcony is basically what's left of the cargo bay.
A terrace.
The back? Excellent. A terrace. The whole back...
The Titan?
No. Calm yourself.
Please insert the Attack on Titan theme here. Now that you've enjoyed that...
we're technically running 15 seconds.
Oh, crap! Anyways. Basically, the entire back wall is... missing. And it's been... It looks like it's been ripped off by something huge. Like, something that would not fit in the ship. Big. Considering it seems to have been taken off in a single solid swipe.
Fritz, you there?
Nope.
Don't you, bro! Aliens! Over.
Nobody here but us chickens. Space chickens.
Alright, so something huge.
Right, so basically, this whole back piece
just
here...
space duck.
Basically, this whole, like, back space here is open to space.
Okay. Nice. That's pretty cute. Are we...
The engineering sections are to port and starboard of where you are currently.
We should stamp the ship as FUBAR in GTFO.
Yeah, I think it's time to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do need to report it to somebody when we get to Procyon, though.
And we didn't find anybody alive, but we didn't find everyone. And we didn't find...
No, we found 11 bodies.
Did we?
Yeah, we found a lot of bodies.
Oh,
yeah,
I
found
did.
10 to 11.
No, 10, well...
Oh, but there's one in the cryo tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the 11.
Yep.
Well,
out of a crew of 12.
Okay, so we're still missing one. I'm saying it's the cafeteria that doesn't exist.
Or we could just bang on
what
the doors.
What spot did you not check?
We didn't check the
closed doors. Well, you're in the aft... You're in the aft cargo compartment, but you haven't checked the actual engineering section.
Oh, okay.
Which is there.
Oh, all right.
And that's not ripped
out.
So
this is ripped out. This
like,
is
this, no idea. Like, this is gone.
Yeah.
If you want, you could walk to the edge and stick your head out the side and see what remains.
Look at the beautiful...
Could piss off the edge of the world like Tyrion Lannister. Mm.
So, you guys are going to check the engineering bay.
Such small.
Right?
Yeah, he is a dwarf.
Is he? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought he was a normal person. I've been fooled this entire time.
Your sarcasm wasn't obvious until the second sentence. Need to work on that.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, so you guys are checking the engineering bay, right?
Yep, so standard layup has the power plant and the jump drive and everything, and the full drive on the starboard side. Whereas, like, engines and just sort of, diagnostic systems are on port.
Falcon.
Shane.
Okay.
So which side do you guys want to check out?
Which side are we checking out?
Excuse me.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, which side?
Starboard.
Cool. So, this side...
I brought these for everyone, and then I ended up drinking three of them. Whoops.
I drank two of them.
Water's good for you. Water's good.
Water's excellent. I love water.
So, we're checking the starboard side.
Especially when it's nice. Anyways. Nice. Spring water. Brought to you by...
Actually better than nicer water.
Inside is a Pilsner. Is it? Is it?
I thought it was a light. Anyways. God damn it. Okay. So...
You go to starboard side.
Right, so you go to starboard side. So you've got the full drive, your power plant, and your half of the maneuver drive. I mean, you can't tell what exterior damage is there. This looks fairly intact. And there is actually a console.
Engineering check to see if we can see.
Console has a red light on it. Though the screen is off.
Yeah, you're the engineer, aren't you?
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
What is it?
This is gonna be an engineering check.
Yeah.
So that's one plus intellect. Fuck.
That's
so
three.
That's three. Plus four, seven.
So you try pushing the button, and nothing immediately happens. You suspect there may be something else you need to do before you can actually
any
turn
sounds
on.
Or any lights that happen after the button was pressed?
You push
high-pitched whistling sound followed by a series of clicks.
Yeah.
Which you can't hear.
But it was a click, then a hum? Or is it a hum... then a click.
Either way, you can't tell because there's no atmosphere.
Ah!
In space, they can't hear you.
Space.
In space, they can't hear you.
Space!
Space!
Space! Space! Gotta go space. Space! Space! Space is amazing. Space! Space! Gotta go space. Space.
I feel like you're the one who's derailing us.
Broadcast. It's because I have...
Did you pee out all your focus? When
yes.
You went to the bathroom?
My grandmother.
I think we're all just getting very tired.
Yeah. So let's try.
So let's get off the ship. Let's explore both of these sides of the ship.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's go to the port side.
Okay. You open up the port side door, and in front of you is half a torso.
Good.
The front, the top half.
It's a 12th person.
It's the top half.
Yep.
Are they wearing a vac suit or anything?
They were not.
Uh-huh.
Which means they are actually fairly well preserved, considering it's nice and cold and, you know, no oxygen or anything to start setting in rot and all that.
It's not John Nakata, is it?
He's got... No. He's not your buddy.
You should call him the doctor to see if he's the top half of the torso.
Corso. We need to call Doc for Corso duty.
I can come into your iPhone and be like, hurry the fuck up.
Well, does he have access to the iPhone now? And plus, he can't come in here anyway.
He
can't come in there, but you can bring the torso to the ship. I think you should all get back onto the ship. We've found all the pieces of people.
Yeah, we don't need the lower half. We have a half.
Yeah, we've got a full collection.
But what about the loot?
Dude, there's no loot. They're just like...
What about the engineering section, though?
Yeah, here's the thing. So you've got a very big cargo hold there.
Hey, if I can't make a necklace out of fingers...
We can't salvage the...
engineering parts.
Like, well, but if you guys could get a computer working, you might be able to find a cargo manifest.
Yeah, I was about to suggest that, believe it or not.
Guess your character sheet.
Okay, so let's do that then.
We need to find the dark.
Except manifest. I was going to suggest shipping manifest, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, they must have excess fuel, at least, that we can take. In the very least. Right. I don't know how we would extract it, but...
How do we extract fuel and other parts in this thing?
Because I could siphon it.
I'm done looking at your character.
Redneck 2.
The redneck 2.
I have like a 5 in redneckisms.
You should put jet fuel in your pickup truck so you can fly in.
There is another terminal on this side of on the side of the engineering section.
All right. So check it out and see if we can access the shipping.
Doesn't work.
Yep.
What is it? Computers?
Engineering, see if you can get up and running.
Okie dokie. 5, 6, 7, 9.
This one turns on without a hitch.
Sweet.
So the screen flickers to life. Immediately, what immediately draws your attention are a whole bunch of system warnings and catastrophic failure reports.
But I bet you we can still fire a missile at a Covenant cruiser.
If the thing had missiles.
Halo 4 hate.
Alright. Pat, make a computer's check.
So I have a 0, so that's not a -3, it's just a 0?
Correct.
Okay. And what do I add to that?
Intellect.
What about date? Oh, he's not on the ship.
I'm not on the ship.
5, 8.
Cool.
+1 is 9.
Alright. So it's a fairly standardized computer terminal.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily get access to either... You can either print out a shipping manifest, or go over the engineering reports.
Fuck engineering reports.
I'll start with engineering reports just in case.
Okay. So the main...
I'm curious!
So the primary memory core...
Actually, does this thing have like a black box?
That is what the first thing that you look for in the engineering reports, and that has been damaged.
What's a black box?
So the part of the...
It's a space black box.
Space black box. It's different
right.
than a regular...
Well, it's the portion of the computer core that would keep stuff like crew logs and sensor readouts.
Okay.
Crew memory.
Has been...
Captain's log. Yoda boarded a vessel. Everyone
right.
is dead.
Has been damaged.
Star Trek for life.
Has been damaged.
Usually the wrong thing.
There you go. The technical readouts, however, are kept on a separate server in the engineering sector. So you can get a look at what happened to the ship's systems over time.
Okay.
So you don't have, like, crew logs, but you can still at least tell what happened to the ship over a period of time.
Do we care at this point?
Run the logs. Run the logs. We need to see what happened.
All
right. This is not normal shit.
I would like to know if anything that could pertain to a ship having its asshole ripped out by something.
It's a terrace.
So now it's a terrace. It's an ass terrace.
Ass
so it
terrace.
Looks like
fucking amateur ass alien proctologist.
Who has the
map?
Yeah, who's the map?
I am the map maker.
Okay.
Not really.
So,
but are you the keymaster?
No, that's why you're on the ship.
Right. So you go back mm-hmm. and are looking through navigation logs.
Yep.
And it looks like they were supposed to be going from Hector's World and Procyon down to Wise 1. And there was... But something happened in Sector 0704.
So we're going to call it that red on the map right now. We're going to do that right now.
It
That's red.
Which forced them to divert...
Which part?
Whatever
sector forced them to divert.
Forced them to divert into 0604. So they were taking this normal route and they were forced to divert.
How about both sectors? Let's just read both sectors.
From what you can tell, they ran into they were in fold space when a series of catastrophic system failures occurred, apparently simultaneously, which forced them out of fold space.
Okay. What's that?
It's pronounced "emp."
An M weapon.
Yeah.
Which forced them out of fold space. After that, structural integrity... After that, very quickly, structural integrity was lost. In the front cargo bay, followed by catastrophic damage to the maneuver drive.
Okay.
To the maneuver drive, to the primary... to the primary computer core... And then severe hull fracture along the bottom of the ship, followed by several smaller hull fractures in the front cargo compartment and than the rear cargo compartment.
So what that all means is we need to get the fuck out.
Let's check the cargo manifest.
God damn it.
All right.
This is how now you I get die here in combat.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. This is your... This is the first time I get to roll on loot tables for you.
Ah! This is why I'm not on the boarding party.
Ah!
Oops. Loot, 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 loot. This whole thing wasn't a wash.
Yeah. Two empty bottles of nice water.
Nice.
Oh, Fat, can I borrow your D6?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That'll be 10.
So who typically makes a loot roll, then? The DM?
Yes. Yeah.
Now you have two
cool
things to play
so with. Alright, so the cargo manifest.
Hi. You can't wait to start hyping Greg, can you?
Oh my god.
So, what's
we gotta find something blessed by. Alright, so thus far, the cargo manifest contains 20 tons of advanced machine parts.
Nice! Roll to see what those are.
That's my die.
That's true.
I mean, I suppose I could just roll a d12.
No,
50 tons of lumber.
Oh, okay, for the bonfire we're going to have next weekend. On our ship.
Could burn dock.
And four tons of luxury guts. And four tons of luxury guts. Those are things you would
Return
need to bring to Wise One, which is, as you guys are aware, if you've read the system guide, is a up-and-coming new settlement.
Okay.
So they need to, like, lumber and machine parts for making new parts and luxury goods. Because, dear God, have you tried living in a wooden house in space? It sucks.
Next question. Are we allowed to take these goods and deliver them to Wise One?
Well, that's an interesting proposition now. So, the crew is dead. There is no one to contest any claims to what you have.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still definitely inform the authorities that something went to shit.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
You don't have to tell me.
You said that about 20 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
that's not what we took, just inform the authorities.
And we're going to have some kind of documentation to show them, right? Like,
well, hey! We have a doctor's note. We'll get a doctor's note.
Yeah.
Yep, so you...
I can't go to phys ed today. I have a sick...
I can't go to phys ed today. I've been torn pieces by something.
So you've got doc.
I have a hole in my chest.
So you've got Doc, you've got the readouts and damage
and
reports.
We have the
and
logs.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to file
the,
it all away in one folder.
Yeah, please. The weirdest thing about the logs is the simultaneous catastrophic failures during full space travel.
In which area, though?
Well, no. Just the fact that it happened while in full space.
Okay.
Because in full space, you're basically cut off from everything else.
Okay.
Like, visual sensors are useless while in full space, so it's not like someone can just...
So it was a blind sign.
Or
no,
something.
It was that huge cat from Castle Crashers.
Yeah. Alright, continue.
And I thought I came out of left field a few times.
Yeah. right. That's probably the weirdest part about all of this. Because, like, nothing happens during full space travel. Because you're basically cut off from everything else in your own little bubble.
Look at the waves.
Right, and there was no internal error because all the drives were all
right.
set. It was definitely external.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the weirdest thing.
So that's why we're going to GTFO this section of the universe.
Just continue to...
Yeah.
Because, A, we can't explain it. B, it's weird. And C, we definitely don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to take all the loot.
Well, we did.
So, great.
That's why we need to GTFO.
Yeah, loot
and
GTFO. So it takes you guys about 2 hours to move all the cargo from there to here. From their ship to your ship. Who has a pencil? Excellent! Let's see. Extras, cargo space. Yeah, so you've got a grand total of 130 open tons of cargo space. So this takes up a fair bit of that, which is nice. Then you guys can get to that. You can try to sell it at the next spaceport.
All right. I think we should try to sell where it's needed.
But exactly. Most supply and demand.
Says the marketing manager.
Go. So.
Drifter.
20
drifter.
Ton-
He's a drifter.
Yep, so 20 tons
yep.
of
I tried to be a drifter,
advanced machine parts.
Die.
20 tons of what?
Advanced
I tried
machine
to be in the
parts.
Navy and I forget what happened.
I
also tried
40
to be
tons
Navy
of wood.
After I was a trader.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 50 tons of wood.
50 tons of wood.
And 4 tons of what? Luxury goods are what you are able to salvage.
How many tons?
4.
Okay.
All right, that is currently in your cargo hold. Congratulations.
Sweet.
How many tons do we have in there? 130?
Yep, 130 max.
Okay.
Pour a bottle and just chew it on you.
Yeah, so that eats up... Actually, that eats up just about like half your cargo space.
I can hear the tears
just above half my cargo space.
Yep.
Okay.
Alright.
Part of my brain is like 12 years old.
So...
All of my brain is 12 years old.
Alright, so the boarding crew meets back up
yep.
at the docking clamp. Doc looks kind of shaky. He's like,
thanks.
There was a huge fucking
wow.
rat.
Oh.
He's concerned about the rat, and he saw like 12 parts
Guys,
of the...
it stared at me, and I think it looked into my soul.
Oh, you mean
it
Mickey.
Was bad.
I'm going to smack the doctor in the face.
Ow! Thanks, I needed that, though. I just... I've never had to deal with bodies that...
Massacred?
Chili like.
Assorted?
Chunky. Chili like. I think there's an old Earth word for this. I think it's Gibbs? Yes, Gibbs. Is the only thing I can think of to come to mind what that shit's like. But I've got what I need, at least in order to give to the authorities so they can take a closer look, and I've got all my findings documented. Can we get out of here now, please?
Definitely. Thanks for your help.
Yeah.
Should we drop off Doc first, or should we go to the place first?
Well,
we're
going to
drop off Doc, because we're close. We can report it there. We can sell luxury goods depending on we'll take a look at what kind of place it is.
And Hector's World does have a government center, so that is a proper place where you can inform the local
Everything
authorities.
Is good stuff to go there.
Hector's World!
So let's have to go to Hector's World.
Yep. So you mark down the ship's current locations.
Mm-hmm.
And blast off, leaving behind a mystery. The rest of the trip to Dexter's World is uneventful. You drop Doc off, and he pays you the agreed upon fee from last time, which I will remember once I can actually listen to last time. Which means you need to get those episodes up, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
I need time to edit it.
Well, thanks for the ride. That was interesting. It's the nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
I blame Cygnus.
Right?
Oh, I'm so sorry for docking the ship perfectly.
That's a weird thing.
So sorry. Sorry for allowing you access to the ship so you can do your investigative research.
We had to.
Well, if you guys ever stop by again, feel free to drop me a line. I've got a report to work. You stop by the government center. Remember, he's on his way here to start teaching a new hospital.
Yeah.
You stop by the government center and file the police report.
And now they will confiscate our goods.
Oh.
Oh no! No, no. They're like, we just need a list of what you took from the cargo hold.
Everything.
In your salvage. Basically everything you could.
If it wasn't nailed down, it's ours.
And then a way we can contact you in the event that we need more information.
Okay.
Give him Dan's number.
Vincent Cross Jericho's number.
Vincent Cross Jericho's number.
Yep.
I wonder if he spells cross like X instead of writing out the word
it's
cross.
Spelled out.
It's spelled out. Probably the best way for them to get in contact with you is through
Facebook.
Through the iPhone.
Facebook.
I mean, you could
Facebook.
Give them...
It's Facebook now, not Facebook. Right. Get it right.
You could give them that number. You could also give them a routing information through the account you have with the Bank of Europa.
Can we give them a P.O. box?
That's basically what...
Yeah, okay.
That's basically that.
Yeah.
Is,
they revived MySpace because it was thematically appropriate.
Not even sci-fi could save MySpace.
So, yeah, no, I'll just route to the P.O. box or to the bank.
All right.
Wait, does that mean that Instagram, the pictures look like they do now?
Yes. All right.
Cool.
So you guys have completed your first mission.
They have the map.
You've also just had your first big plot episode.
Yep.
That touches on the overall arching big plot, which is great. So next episode, you guys got some stuff to sell.
Yep.
We can be a bit more open ended.
Yep.
And we get to go into trade and stuff, and maybe even some spaceship combat next week.
Cool.
So I'm trying to each episode introduce a little bit more.
Like a baby with a rattle. Right now.
Yeah. It is late.
Yeah, we're all tired.
We are all tired and easily distracted. So I'm going to call it here, guys.
Somewhat drunk.
Definitely.
Until next time.
Definitely not.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Fold Space, a custom traveler campaign starring Dan Zarzicki as Vincent Cross Jericho, Patrick Knight as Fritz Ford, Dave Jackson as Cygnus, and Annie Dubois as Nizim. With narration and other characters by Tristan Atherton.